Pot Meat Kettle, Conservative Party Accuses Opponents of Backing Illegal Migrants. By Peter Kettle on April 21, 2022. Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has launched a new ad campaign targeting its opponents for their backing of illegal migrants in Britain. In a perfect example of the pot calling the kettle black, the United Kingdom's ruling Conservative Party has taken aim at its political opponents with a new advertisement blitz, accusing those of the leftist Labour Party of trying to keep illegal migrants in Britain. The accusation has been flung despite the fact that the Tories themselves have at this point persistently failed to secure Britain's borders over 12 years in power, while also enabling massive increases in legal migration from outside the EU. According to a report by The Telegraph, the UK Tories campaign is based around the fact that Labour has fought against a new scheme to process illegal boat migrants in Rwanda in the hopes of reducing sometimes lethal channel crossings in small boats. Your MP voted to keep illegal migrants in Britain, the online adverts from the ruling party reportedly read, often seemingly with images of individual Labour representatives seemingly to drive the point home. For what it is worth, the plan has also been criticised by a number of Conservative MPs, with ex-Prime Minister Theresa May rejecting the measure on the grounds of legality, practicality and efficacy. It is also unclear whether the government will be able to actually begin to enforce the plan in the first place, with various NGOs and politically motivated lawyers vowing to defeat the new border enforcement measures in the courts. While UK authorities have pledged to fight any and all legal challenges, they have a considerable track record of losing immigration legal battles. Given the track record of the Conservatives, who have never shown much interest in actually protecting Britain's borders, as opposed to simply talking about it, it would be contrary to form to actually attempt the mooted scheme, never mind successfully shepherd it through legal challenges. The UK Conservative Party has been in power since David Cameron took up the premiership in 2010, and has consistently failed to enforce strict border controls either in the legislature or in the courts. This has evolved to the point that non-EU immigration has seen a massive uptick in post-Brexit Britain, with the Tory leadership enabling more migrants to come to the country thanks to them easing visa restrictions. This form of boosting immigration seems to be continuing to this day, with the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson hinting at further migrant visas for Indians this week. According to The Times, the comments seemingly came as part of an attempt to arrange a free trade agreement with the fastest-growing major economy in the world, with Johnson singling out the IT sector in Britain as a market that needs more migrant workers. Follow Peter Kettle on Twitter, at Peter_Kettle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.